Since the end of World War II, Italy has gone through a lot of governments. But before you think of the latest Italian political crisis as just more of the same, think again. This crisis is really the result of a clash that many countries are experiencing these days, including ours, a clash between anti-establishment populist politicians and the old guard political elite. That, an election in March in Italy that left two very different populist forces, the League and the Five Star Movement, trying and failing to find a way forward. We called Gianni Riotta of the Italian daily La Stampa to get his take. Gianni, what is the cause of this crisis?
The cause of the crisis is the long and bitter wave of populism that is sweeping the Western world, from President Trump to Brexit. And they won the election. They won the election in March, but they failed to produce a government. So we are going to go to election during the summer for the first time in the Republican history.
As far as the fight between a Five Star and Northern League versus kind of everybody else, I mean, who's going to come out on top in the end?
You know, it's interesting because your listeners, that I assume are not devoting too much time to Italian politics, would assume that since they were forming a cabinet together, the Northern League and the Five Stars were close friends. Not at all. They ran a bitter campaign against each other. The Five Stars were saying, well, the Northern League is allied of Berlusconi, and Berlusconi is a psycho dwarf, and the psycho dwarf is the absolute evil of Italian politics.
Let me just back up a second. Did you just refer to Silvio Berlusconi, the former prime minister, as a psycho dwarf?
That's what the Five Stars would call him, the
That's
psycho
what they're calling.
Dwarf.
Okay.
That's what the founder of the Five Star, former comedian Beppe Grillo, would call him psycho dwarf. But the interesting point is that they were ready to form a government with the strict ally of the psycho dwarf. So it was a very bizarre political twist.
Well, that's a new one. I got to say, a lot of this feels more like a political traffic jam in Rome than anything that kind of aligns the Italian narrative with the populism and nationalism of Brexit or the Trump narrative. Where do you feel like the Italian story really mirrors Trump and Brexit?
In the identity politics, there is a lot of, we don't want immigrants anymore. We want to be Italian. We are Italians. We want our own currency. They didn't tell us that the euro would be like this. We want to go back to the old ways. So it's identity politics and it's resentment with the economic crisis. During the economic crisis, Italy lost 1 million jobs, 10 points GDP. And people long for the 80s and the 90s, where the country had 5 weeks vacation, the economy was okay. People long for that.
Journalist Gianni Riotta with La Stampa, speaking with us from Rome. Gianni, good to have you on the program again. Thank you.
Thank you.